Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gjelten, who's been at the Pentagon all afternoon. Tom, these attacks have been underway presumably for at least 5 hours now, I think, and at least that we've been hearing reports of explosions from Kabul, Kandahar, other cities, ongoing. An enormous amount of firepower is involved, or at least at the ready. What do we know about the success of these strikes?
We know nothing about the success of the strikes yet, Jackie. For one thing, that's called battle damage assessment, and it really needs to be done in daylight because battle damage assessment is normally done, much of it visually, in a sense, from satellites and from overflights by aircraft. They need literally to look down and see to what extent they were able to destroy their targets. But you're right, there's been a lot of action. There have been at least two waves of bombing in Afghanistan. The initial one, which began shortly after noon Eastern time, and then a few hours later it let up. The lights actually came back on in Kabul, the capital, and it was quiet. But then came another round of attacks, at least as major as the earlier ones.
Tom, so, I'm sorry. Remind us, okay, if you will, as best you can. Didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Something about the precision of these attacks in a couple of the cities beyond Kabul that were hit, including Taliban strongholds or homes of Taliban members.
Right. There's been the attacks have fallen into sort of a couple of categories. The most important one has been the air defense capability of the Taliban regime, and that would also include associated with that the airfields and Taliban aircraft to the extent they have any. And what that means is that the United States wants to take out the Taliban's ability to, in a sense, defend itself against these attacks by shooting down U.S. aircraft, or actually launching their own aircraft to go after U.S. aircraft. That capability has been targeted, and that would include, of course, airfields all around the country, wherever the Taliban have aircraft and whether they have anti-air facilities capability. Also, command centers, communication, radar, that type of thing. And then the other thing, as you mentioned, they have actually gone after the Al-Qaeda network itself, and perhaps even individual residences to the extent they know where they are. Again, no word on how extensive that targeting or how important a part of the operation that was. I have been told that they did attack a variety of what they believed were training camps associated with the Al-Qaeda network.
Okay. Tom, there's been a careful effort to delineate between the targets and the Afghan people. Is it too soon to learn anything of civilian deaths or casualties?
We haven't heard anything about civilian casualties. I expect it'll be tomorrow before we hear that, and those reports are likely to come from the ground, that is, from the Taliban themselves. They'll have it in their interest to report civilian casualties. But the United States worked very hard, it seems, to avoid civilian casualties by using almost entirely precision weapons, precision-guided weapons. Those are bombs that are guided straight to their target by satellite instructions, essentially, and tried to avoid areas where there were civilian population. In fact, as you know, Jackie, in addition to the actual airstrikes, the United States dropped food and medicine today in the first round, a largely symbolic dropping. Only about 37,000 rations were scheduled to be dropped by two C-17 cargo aircraft. But again, the message there, political as much as anything else, to make it clear to the civilians that they were not the target of this air action. In fact, that the United States would like to be helping them.
Tom, we have about 30 seconds. What are you hearing about preparations by military for security here at home?
There is, of course, a Homeland Defense operation command set up now, headquartered in the White House, and the U.S. military has now taken Homeland Defense as its top priority. The Marines just last week announced a new anti-terrorism brigade. So the defenses, and of course we've seen all the security being taken at U.S. airports around the country. So this is a very top priority, and of course there is retaliation, or some efforts at retaliation, expected. So I think the United States at this point is bracing itself for the possibility of more attacks.
Okay, Tom. Thanks very much.
Sure.
NPR's Tom Gjelten speaking to us from the Pentagon.